Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.
Hello and welcome to Carolla Classics for June 29th, 2019. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is a show where we're going to highlight the best moments of the Adam Carolla Show. Over 10 years doing this podcast and a lot of great clips we have in store for you today. My name is Chris Loxamana, executive producer of The Adam Carolla Show, along with Carolla archivist, superfan Giovanni.
Hey, everybody. Well, happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, Gio. I'm excited. We have some incredible clips that we're going to get to in a moment. But first, some controversy. Can we just get right into it, Gio?
Yeah, what's this about? I've never heard of it.
So we have an email, and if you want to email us to either comment on the show or request a clip, classics@adamcarolla.com. This is a message from Abraham Lopez. And he wrote, Gio and Chris. I know. Yeah, I don't believe it either. Gio and Chris, want to let you know about a potential issue I noticed on the 420 Carolla Classics episode. During the game with Doug Benson, he's talking about totally topical TiVo trivia time today. Dawson begins following a night of wild partying, and then Doug and Brian both ring in. Doug guesses wrongly The Hangover. Then Dawson calls on Brian, but Brian then claims he did not ring in. And Dawson reads more of the clue, to which Brian then rings in and wins the point. This blatant cheating should be brought to the attention of the governing podcast trivia authorities, and Brian should vacate not only his TiVo trivia, but also his Rotten Tomatoes victories, including the minus 16 all-time record. Just thought you should know. So he is that guy. Abraham Lopez.
We can't strip him of any titles, but we can tell Adam on him. And then Adam actually hears this. We don't have to even tell him. He just heard this. So Adam knows he's a cheater now. And if everybody else, if you want to check out and see if Brian actually did cheat, because these are some strong allegations. Podcast One Premium, home of all your favorite podcasts, all 10-plus years of the archive of episodes. You can go listen to that full show. Or even if that Carolla Classics has left the feed, you can still hear that episode as well. Check it out. See if Brian cheated. See if Abraham's full of it.
I don't think Brian cheats.
I don't think Brian cheats either. But it's fun to accuse him of things he doesn't do.
But let's get into the first clip here, Gio. We've been lamenting long enough about Paul Brian. Nico Time tweeted us.
Actually, this was a DM. He went in my DMs.
Oh, he slid into... Okay, he slid into Gio's DMs. And it's, quote, "Let's go, ladies. We're going cock teasing." And he says that should be on Carolla Classics. Gio, what did he mean?
He wants Adam imitating Shania Twain from her famous "That Don't Impress Me Much." She's a little banter talk up portion. Adam's done it a few times. I was going through the archives trying to find one that fit. Had very little notice. I actually found this really old one where he changes it up and makes it about dudes. It's from Adam Carolla Show 1069, featuring Jeff Ross, Allison Rose, and Brian Bishop. It's May of 2013, live from Amalfi. It's a rare dude variant of Shania Twain's "That Don't Impress Me Much."
From 2013, Jeff Ross on The Adam Carolla Show.
I like that Shanna.
Phillips?
Shanna Phillips, yeah.
What's she doing now, I wonder?
I don't know, but I like to see her doing it.
I think she's singing with Wilson Phillips. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. Now that song's in my head. God damn it. I can't even think about Wilson Phillips.
I like Wilson
that song.
Phillips. I'm not going to apologize.
Even that
to
Hold
people.
On song?
Hold On.
Oh.
Hold On gave me inspiration.
For what?
Well, to beat off. But then during my refractory period, when I do some of my best thinking, my roommate, I was living in a shit box. I was living in a shitty house in La Crescenta. I had some roommates. I had no heating. I had no air. I had no anything. And I was about to turn 30, and my life had basically bottomed out. We had the earthquake. My girlfriend's mom came to stay with me. I was covered with herpetic lesions all over my face and mouth. I had
cold sores or something even worse?
Yeah. I had no career. I gave myself until 30 to have a career. I had zero career. I had no money. My girlfriend's car broke. Her apartment was condemned because she lived by Sherman Oaks. Her work was condemned because she worked at the Rainforest Cafe on Ventura Boulevard, which is right by where the LA River was, where there's all this liquefaction or something. Everything was fucked up. Her mom was staying on the sofa and screaming
at me. Funny that the Rainforest Cafe was condemned because of all that water.
Yeah, it was funny, but it was, and it was my life had completely bottomed out. And I went and borrowed. I didn't have enough money for a Wilson Phillips CD, but I borrowed it from my roommate, and I put it in, and I got solace and inspiration from it. That's what I listened to over and over again.
That's
one more
sad.
Day. What do you mean sad? Look at me.
Sorry, I'm letting it build. Cause
that's right. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm glad that it brought you solace. I can't stand that song.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the kind of thing where you hear it once and then it's in your head for 5 days. For me.
Yeah.
But you enjoy that.
I needed something. Any port in a storm back then. I had bottomed out. I'd really...
And Paula Cole's Where Have All the Cowboys Gone couldn't have been the song for you.
You know... I hated that song, and I hated that bitch song that came out.
Oh, with by Meredith. Oh, that one is like this one in terms of getting stuck in your head.
Yeah, I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. Is there any such thing as a dude who writes a song like that?
I'm a douche. I'm a dick.
Yeah.
I'm a butthead. I'm a jerk.
Yeah. But where you explain where it's like, hey, ladies, you better treat me right. Also, I like the one, we also need that one where I get together, like that sort of Shania Twain, like, hey boys, we're going out tonight. We're getting on our boots. We're going to wear super tight jeans. We're going to make fun and mischief. We're going to turn on all the ladies. We're going to tease them. Woo!
Let's go, girls.
Please, some dude write a song about dudes going out with super tight pants on. Yeah.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right.
I'm feeling sassy, ladies. Look out for me. We're going to raise a little heck tonight. By the way, you want to get near this? You better get your attitude straight, ladies. You don't get near this. This don't come for free, okay, ladies? This is going to cost you. You better approach me right. Woo! Right, Jeff? We're going out tonight.
Woo, I'm feeling frisky, ladies.
Yeah, look out. We're going to raise a little heck tonight, aren't we, Jeff?
I got a straight razor shave.
Oh, yeah. I put on my kissing potion, and I went to the tan salon.
Woo! Let's go, girls.
Yeah.
I got some fresh boxers.
I wiped my ass. With a tube sock. Let's go. I'm fresh. Look out, ladies. But let me warn you, ladies, don't come at me with an attitude. Not if you want to get next to this. What the fuck?
By the way, ladies, me and Adam, we don't give it up on the first date.
Yeah,
either.
That's right. We don't give it up. I wish the end of the song was somebody roofied me and then nailed me against a dumpster. That's what I'd like.
That's the album edit.
Yeah. Yeah.
EatSleep.com. Chronic sleep deprivation leads to depression, diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease. It is no bueno. We need 8 hours, or at least 7.5, so says the sleep doctor. One of the biggest problems, temperature. My whole life, I've been a hot sleeper. I sweat through my sheets and my mattress. My son's a hot sleeper. It's like a genetic thing. It's a problem, and it needs to be fixed. How many times you woke up and the comforter's all sweated through? So let's take care of it. The Pod by 8 Sleep. It is high-tech bed designed to achieve optimal sleep, developed by sleep researchers after tracking 43 million hours of sleep, combines dynamic temperature regulation, and it tracks your sleeping. So it learns your habits and adjusts the temperature automatically. It's so important to your health, and you can try it for 100 nights for free. If you don't love it, refund for the purchase, and they'll also arrange to pick it up. So if you don't love it, return it after 100 days, and they'll pick it up for free, and you get your money back. For a limited time, get $150 off your purchase. 8sleep.com/Adam, E-I-G-H-T, sleep.com/Adam. All right, let's go.
And we're back. Chris and Gio here. And that clip impressed me much, Gio.
I'm going to find another one that he wants that's more traditional, Shania Twain. That'll impress me much. And we'll play that in a future installment because they're just too funny.
Yeah, Adam enjoys Shania Twain. We've definitely jammed to her on the road trips up to Monterey.
So. I wonder if she knows, like, if she knows the full extent of it.
I hope so. If not, everyone let her know. Now, this next clip. You know, before we get to this next clip, I feel bad about talking crap on Paul Bryan earlier. Then I'm going to give him a plug. Laughs with Paul Bryan, November 2nd at the Avalon. Please come to that show. Killer lineup. Adam's doing stand-up. Fitzdog, Kyle Dunnigan, Dana Gould. Everybody's going. So make sure to go to laughswithballbryan.com for tickets. Now, speaking of Dana Gould, this next clip is a listener request from Zach Burleson. He wrote, "Hey guys, love the classic show. I've got a request from a month or two ago with Dana Gould. I was listening to it while I was pruning my fruit trees, and I thought it was the funniest Huel's Jewels yet. Hilarious improv about Huel in heaven, meeting Abraham Lincoln and JFK, and ended with Huel sounding like the devil. I thought it was strange because no one seemed to notice how Huel signed off, but I nearly fell off my ladder. I was laughing so hard. Keep up the good work, guys. Zach." I'm glad you didn't fall off your ladder, Zach, and we got you.
This is one I've referenced before that I didn't want to play yet because it wasn't old. It's so recent, but I feel like we've had enough time now. It's Adam Carolla Show 2539 featuring Dana Gould, RJ Bell, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop. This is from earlier this year. It was a couple months back. And it's Huel Howser in heaven. Check it out.
I love driving through trees.
A ceiling filled with baseball hats.
Oh boy, here's the place to get socks.
Get ready for an adventure.
It's time to go digging for Huel's Jewels.
Corolla's excited.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, some people ask if that was about me. It is not. It's like a woman named Carolla or
I gotta
something
say,
that like
was,
that.
Yeah, it was a former KLSX employee who like tipped me off. Like, you know, I was doing the drops. Like, I know you do Huel Howser, but I heard this on TV the other night. It's the greatest drop ever. It's like, Carolla's excited. And it was back before, you know, I had to set a search on my DVR. And like a year later, it came back on a rerun. I recorded it. And yes, it was a woman named Carolla. And they came back from break. Like, Carolla's excited because he was excited about some butterfly or something, flowers.
Yeah. He'd always, I just love it. He'd be like, "Your dog eats avocados." And then it was like 20 minutes of just marveling at that. And I'm like,
Carolla's excited.
My dog eats anything that's on the ground. Yes. Like, it doesn't, yeah. It could be made of vulcanized rubber.
Yeah.
Phil will eat it. Like, yeah. I don't know why we're marveling.
My dog ate a squirt gun.
Yeah. Like, if it's on the ground, it's food. If you drop it, he's eating it. Yeah. That's how it goes. All right, we start with Huel's setup in his open-ended adventure.
Interesting choice of words.
Hello, everybody. I'm Huel Howser, and here we are right out on the side of good old Interstate 15, heading east out across California's high desert. There's the little town of Barstow down there. Now, to be completely honest with you, I think when most of us think about I-15, we think about the easiest, the quickest, and most direct route to get us from Southern California to Las Vegas. And when we think about that route, we think about a route that takes us through some of the most desolate, uninteresting country anywhere in our state.
Well, that's about it.
So long, everyone. Keep enticing me.
The whole trip is going to take us from Barstow to the California-Nevada state line. And we're going to slow down and actually stop at points of interest along the way.
Some you just said there weren't any.
Stop, we know about already because I've been reading up in my tour book. Others, because this is an open-ended adventure, we're going to just see what we see out the window, and if we see something that strikes our fancy, that raises our curiosity, we're just going to pull over and take a look at it and explore it.
Now, for those of you who can't see, the most important thing that you have to know is a little thing I like to call catnip for the gals out there, and that's a shirt tucked into shorts.
Yeah,
pleated shorts.
Yeah, double pleat
cargo shorts.
You get a three button sport shirt tucked into shorts, and it's Katie bar the door. And
yeah.
As you know, women, because women, as you may or may not know, have a small bum in their front. Now, the other thing that's interesting is that
I know you've never had time to settle down.
No, I'm a rambling man on an open-ended adventure. You can rearrange those words and it's still a true sentence.
And I feel bad for the ladies, you know, because, you know.
Every town you leave behind, a disappointed gal person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because your qualities, just your aesthetic, I mean, is awesome.
I've often said I look like a Peter Graves inflated. I look like the Macy's Day Thanksgiving float of Peter Graves. Snow on the roof, coal in the furnace. That's my motto.
Well, you know, I gotta say, I've always felt bad for the ladies. You know, guys, great. Again, more rambling guys who are like confirmed bachelors who didn't have time to settle down. Your
exactly.
Liberace,
yes.
Your Tab Hunters, these guys that would have made a woman so happy. But again, yet, alas, I have to move on.
Paul Lynn, Charles Nelson Reilly.
All the Graves. Yeah,
you can look, but you're nice to handle, nice to hold, but if you break it, market sold. That's what we...
Right. Yeah. And so what I'm saying
the
is...
The ones that got away.
I would, I would rather leave 1,000 women unsatisfied than try to satisfy one.
Noble.
Better to not have tried... And maybe strike up a pen pal relationship with one of their relatives than to try and fail.
Yeah, like that Grand Funk Railroad song, American Band.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's sort of a pen pal version of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
Well, come to your town, you know, write your thoughts down, put them in
right.
the mail.
You see, right, penny you, for your thoughts.
Yeah.
Right.
You see, you know, sometimes I was in a small town, and, you know, I locked eyes with her eyes went right to my fanny pack. Mine went to her Adam's apple. And there was electricity. And here I am. I'm in Lompoc. And who do I meet at a donut stand in Lompoc, 2:30 in the morning? Cher.
The real Cher?
He said she was Cher.
Wow. With the Adam's apple.
She said, I got you, babe, and I'm going to tell you, the upper body strength of that woman. And,
oh, she was athletic.
And
part Iroquois, I think.
One thing you don't see on television is the hair on the arms and the anchor tattoo.
Well, sure.
You don't pick them up on television.
They probably put makeup over
that.
Yeah,
cover that for, yeah, for
yeah, but you're sure, the real, I mean, Cher lives in Malibu.
I would, well, she was,
she's on vacation, obviously.
She's a celebrity. They show up everywhere. I don't know what she was,
okay.
She was doing, it was technically.
It's a fanny pack riding low up front.
For a while.
Oh, gee, yeah. Then, oh, it got a raise.
Next thing you know, it punched me in the jaw.
Wow. Well, wow. You know, if you say, well, it was Cher, I believe you.
Half breed's all she ever heard, and who am I to put up a fight?
That's right. All right. Hey, next thing you know, you run into Bette Midler somewhere. Huell's first.
Her daughter's a boy. It's Bette. Genetic.
Chastity
Bono, also lovely, lovely gal with a fine, prominent Adam's apple.
I've not heard a lot from Chaz Bono in a while. Do you guys?
No. Well, from last time I saw him on television, I thought someone should be doing the Tor Johnson one man show in Branson, Missouri, because she looks like the Swedish angel.
She really is.
Famous wrestler.
Or he is. Or they is.
I think it's he.
It's he. Huell's first stop in Barstow isn't in Barstow. We'll
because
that.
I'm the only man that will say desolate stretch of uninteresting road, and in the next sentence say stop.
Here it is.
Now, to be completely honest with you, we didn't have a clue where our actual first stop on this road trip was going to be.
Jesus.
But as we approached what we thought was Barstow, we saw a sign directing us to a California Welcome Center. Now that seemed like a perfect place to get our bearings. So we pulled off the freeway. Turned out we weren't in Barstow at all, but in the new and fast-growing, unincorporated adjoining community of Linwood, which was filled with clothing outlet stores.
Jesus.
Well, we weren't shopping for clothes, so we headed straight for the good old Welcome Center.
The bustling, growing, but again, words that you don't normally hear together. Bustling, growing, unincorporated outlet stores. We saw a jaw-dropping collection of breathtaking empty milk jugs.
That's so insane. Like, during a rest stop, we encountered a toilet with no seat. Louie, get in here. You ever seen this?
Underneath my bench at the bus station is what could only be described as a gangbang of dead grasshoppers. What are you saying?
So Huell happens into the California Visitor Center, which, I'm angry that my tax dollars went to that center, but I'm still more angry that they went to fuel Huell.
Well, there's also the thing, if you know anything about the California Visitor Center in Linwood, California, that when you push open the door and the little bell rings, that the guy behind the counter, immediately the pistol goes out of his mouth and back in the drawer. Yes?
Let's see what he had to say. Uh-oh.
So this is him following the visitor center lady to
Barstow. Getting in the car?
He's following it.
Now, they tell me never let you change my location, but I'm going to go with you.
Okay, now it looks like we're coming into the old part of Barstow. You can kind of tell when you look at the buildings. Oh, yeah, look, it's like a little central part of the town right here.
Just dash cam footage.
In the heart.
Just boxes.
A bar
stucco boxes.
Where we're going. And wait a minute, there's the sign, Historic Route 66. So we're on Route 66 right now. And we're pulling into...
Come on.
Oh, no.
You can say it. This is when he starts to move. You know, that reminds me, there are 7 ways to kill a horse with your bare hands. Many involving the throat.
The show used to have Huell at least at the tortilla factory in Arleta. Now he just puts the camera on a dash.
Destination.
and he probably loops the whole thing. And we don't even know if he's in the car.
That's true.
I wonder, like, Huel in Purgatory is just like they drop him and a camera crew off at a 360-degree white psych.
There's a giant cyclorama. Yeah.
Well, there's more nothing over here. Just a vast expanse of emptiness personifying the futility of existence itself. But since I'm in purgatory, I could kill myself now and then wake up to attend my own funeral.
I'm thinking about it. If Huel is in heaven, and by most accounts he should be,
the Lord frowns upon his lifestyle.
Yeah, but I'd like to think he's an all-forgiving Lord.
That's true. He led a virtuous life.
He helped a lot of people. Mm-hmm. When had
but just imagine Huel in heaven. Oh, my Lord, look. It's John Lennon, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. But first, here's Sean McGinty of Portland, Oregon. He only has 7.5 fingers.
Also, you know, at some point, he's got to sidle up next to, you know, Thomas Edison. Mm-hmm. Or some founding father, right. Some great inventor, Captain some industry, great yeah. artist, and bore the bejesus out of Henry Ford or somebody exactly. like that.
Well, Mr. Hauser, the theory of production line came to me all at once in a dream. Did you also create Pringles? Potato chips in a tube.
When World War II broke out, we had to completely retool the Willow Run factory to make B-19s.
Because normally they come in a bag. And what I don't like is those neighborhood kids using those tubes to mail their own feces to their enemies.
Huel, was it? Yeah, I passed away before the invention of Pringles, so I know not what you say. But the difference between making a Model A and a B-25 Super Fortress is quite detailed.
Well, you've ever seen more than 3 potato chips and understand how difficult they are to stack, when I show you a can of Pringles, be prepared to pollute your bloomers.
The ball turret gun was one of the most confounding engineering problems we had to overcome of World War II. The Nazi Messerschmitts and Stukas were upon us, and we had no way to defend the vulnerable underbelly of the B-29 Superfortress, which we built at my plant at Willow Run.
Funny you mention Nazis, because I am still trying to decide the difference between a wiener and a schnitzel. Let me show you 6,000 drawings.
Okay. Oh, it's Charles Lindbergh. Hey, Charles. You're waving me over with your eyebrows? Okay. I'll join you.
Why, look who it is. Sharon Tate. I have a cousin named Sharon.
You old boring everyone. Listen, yes, this is Henry Ford. I have some pull around here. I don't want to go to hell, but is there a spot in purgatory? I can't take this guy anymore.
Sharon, you lived up in the Hollywood Hills in the late 60s and knew a lot of dangerous drug-fueled hippies, but have you ever seen 2 raccoons mating on the roof of a carport?
Okay, whoever's
again,
in charge...
Again, I'd like to show you a series of drawings.
The guy who's bugging Sharon Tate over there...
She's been through enough.
He's walking... Look, I didn't think it was possible to make a stomping noise on clouds, but those guys, size 19 waffle stompers over there, they have me up at all hours of the night. He's constantly walking back and forth. He's got Louis, cameraman, in tow. And all I'm saying is, a spot in purgatory, if a spot opens up, I know we've had a lot of requests since Huel made it here to heaven, but a spot in purgatory would be preferable. And remember what I've done to help win World War II.
I've been given permission by the Lord Almighty to ask John F. Kennedy one question, and I think it's the same question on everyone's lips. Which member of the Lovin' Spoonful would you like to Greco-Roman wrestle? Well, I always found John Sebastian to be a wily opponent.
Huel in heaven has got legs.
Huel in heaven, yeah. Huel just runs into the grates and asks him, questions that nobody wants to hear the answer to. All right, let me tell you, this always happens with fuel. We go down one route. Do you have a...
I know.
Any...
I'd like to know where he goes.
I like Huel in heaven. Huel passes a Marine base. Huel sees cowboy reenactors.
I'm here with Lee Harvey Oswald, and I could ask him if he really did it or if he was part of a conspiracy, but since I only have one question, I think this is the one that I really should pop. One season it was "and the rest," and then the next season it was "the professor and Marianne." Why didn't they just, why "and the rest"? Russell Johnson anger?
This is Lee Harvey. First off, obviously you know there was a second gunman on the grassy knoll. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. So take that to tell Oliver Stone. Well, Jesus Christ, how are we going to get a message to Oliver Stone when he passes away?
Speaking of grassy knoll, we're going to go to an artificial turf warehouse in Pontiac, Michigan.
You're not still alive, Huel.
Well, the warehouse itself is locked and we can't gain entrance, but if you've ever driven around a large warehouse, it's really a breathtaking adventure.
Huel, you've died. We're in heaven right now. There's no more artificial turf factories. There's no one who makes menudo or tripe anymore that puts it in a can. There's no tortilla factories. Now, you can't figure out how hirachis are manufactured. This is heaven.
I could bore you by taking you to the all 1970s Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders key party, but have you ever seen how a yo-yo is strung?
Okay, I'm going to ask to move to a different cloud.
This is
anyway for cloud transfer.
This is President Kennedy. What the hell is he doing here?
Oh yeah, I'm pleased to Lee Harvey. All right.
Why is he in my heaven?
He goes, let's see, let's go to six. Let's see, Huel is looking at cowboy reenactors at Calico Ghost Town.
What could go wrong?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Frontier Justice.
Now, they're making you come back, have long breeches on.
Oh, they're going to stay in character.
What'd you say?
I said, next time you come back, have some long breeches on. That there's undies. Men wear long breeches, not undies. Isn't that right, boys?
Looks like somebody stole his breeches.
Yeah, buddy.
Very much so. Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. Did you just come in from Vegas where they took all your money and your breeches, too?
That's
Huel's improv skills.
Improv, yeah.
I break down the fourth wall and I laugh maniacally. That's my improv skill.
What's also funny is what these cowboys don't realize is I could kill them all with my bare hands. Because
he's a trained Marine.
Look at him. He's a mountain of a man.
He shall be missed. All right, do we have an outro for Huel?
Sure do.
I could go for it.
Huel's Jewels.
Wow.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Oh, the man will be missed. He will be missed.
But not forgotten.
How long?
This is Huel Heiser just reminding you.
You're all going to get yours.
Let me tell you about Instacart. Groceries delivered in as little as 1 hour.
It's the most innocent appearing way to have a stranger show up at your house.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the news and Dana Gould right after this. Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, Chassy, Chassis Channel, number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.
Well, that was a wonderful reenactment.
with a nice little change of pace with him going to a place he's never been before. I kind of like that. We're Huel's in heaven. They should really try that again.
Yeah. Dana Gold, all-time podcast guest.
All the way back to Loveline in 98, first time he appeared on air with Adam.
Always brings it. All right, let's keep moving. This next clip, this is from Beardsley. And he writes, "Hey guys, I'm really enjoying the Corolla Classics podcast." Thank you, Beardsley. "One of my favorite episode clips was with Larry Walks, where they were playing the Hit the Post DJ game with classic rock songs. Would love to hear that one again. Thanks for all the work you guys do on a great show."
This is Adam Carolla Show 1563. Larry Walks, formerly of the Regular Guys, which Adam was familiar with, and at this time was celebrating their 20-year anniversary. He's coming on for his third appearance. Doug Hughes and Dr. Bruce were already on this episode, but they're not in the clip. Gina Grad and Brian Bishop. It's from April 2015. And just out of nowhere, it just kind of spontaneously happens where Larry can't stop hitting the post. Well, Adam's trying to change subjects and switch gears, and he just keeps hitting the post. It's hilarious.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Hey, Spad. Hey, I just got stoned on my lunch break, and now I'm popping a fucking smart mouth right now before I go back to work, because there's nothing to drink in my fucking car. And I got nasty cotton mouth. And also, I want to know, Chaka Khan, is that a fucking cool tune, dude? Because I'm cranking that fucking tune up in my truck right now. Later.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Now, Tool Tune is like Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Shaka Khan's just a shitty song.
That's a guilty pleasure.
Now, people love I Feel For You. That's what he's talking about, right? Shaka Khan.
Fuck it. That song sucks.
The difference is, if it's a bad song that you like, that's a guilty pleasure. Right. If it's a good song that's embarrassing to like, that's a Tool tune.
Got it.
So by the way, I came to the realization over the weekend that pretty much every song from the band Ambrosia is the Tool tune.
Yeah.
That's how much I feel.
No.
Feel for you, baby.
Some band's whole catalog. Huey Lewis, some band's whole catalog are Tool tunes.
Oh, you better watch it in front of Kimmel.
They're good songs.
I know. Larry Wax in studio. You remember him as one of the Regular Guys. Always a big fan of Larry. Went to Atlanta. Now is doing House of Wax Modcast. Available on iTunes.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Larry.
It's officially the WACHS Modcast.
Okay. But it's available on iTunes, right?
Yes, correct.
How many years you been in radio, or were you in radio, Larry?
35 years. Eesh. And by the way, I'm really offended by that Ambrosia crack. I'm really offended.
So if you pulled up to a light,
feel for you, baby.
I don't think Larry understands the concept of the Tool tunes. They are.
I wouldn't
awesome
expect
songs.
A fella with the attire that your friend here has to it like Ambrosia. It's not his era. It's not his vibe.
No, if Tool Tune is not a bad thing.
27 after 4 with Ambrosia, how much I feel. Hit the post. I love hitting the post, man. It's a lost art that nobody...
It is.
There's no need for it anymore. Should no one does it. Just talk.
Should we queue up some more songs and see if
I'd like
can
to, loosen up. I need to loosen up.
All right,
what's your format? AAA or 70, active rock?
70s top 40 with songs under 20-second intros. Because then you can fit in the weather or maybe a public service.
Right.
What do you got? 27 after 4. Sunshine 72 here in L.A. The Valley a little hotter, 84. I forgot the name of the song, Brian.
Lowdown.
It's a Boss Skaggs from his Silk Degrees album.
You forgot to give the temperature at the airport as well.
At Burbank.
LAX.
Airport. LAX is 72 with Boss Skaggs.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Superpower.
That's like a superpower that doesn't apply in society.
Oh, we're going to ride this fucking pony into the ground. Go, Brian.
Oh, look for some more.
All right, look for some more. Larry Wax here. By the way,
get it on! Get it on a cracker and eat it up! Woo! 72 degrees at the airport right now, looking for a high 84. What's the name of the song, Brian? I forgot.
5 or 6 to 4.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4. It's one of my math teacher's worst problems. I don't know. I'm trying to make a quip here.
and I can't really find a punchline because I'm so jacked up.
Oh, beautiful.
Get it on.
Yeah. I've always said... yeah, this is Steely Dan reeling in here.
4:15 on the Adam Carolla Show. 84 degrees in LAX is Steely Dan. Are you reeling in the years? Get it on. Get on a cracker. Eat it up. Come all over that thing and really stuff it down your throat here, Steely Dan, and reeling in the years. By the way... You can help your local animal shelter right now. Your everlasting summer, you can see it
fading fast. Oh, remember all the rules of radio?
Oh, they're nothing but rules. There is no radio without rules. You know that.
You know, growing up in the Valley, it always fucking pissed me off. Doobie Brothers, China Grove.
4:30, straight down! Cat St. John with you on the Adam Carolla Podcast! And Paul Bryan in the house. We got Gina Grant on the news coming up with an update in just a few seconds. We'll talk about Bruce Jenner a little bit. Of course, everybody's talking about that. That cat who turned into a lady. This one cat who stayed a man with Doobie Brothers and Shouting Grove.
So great.
Do we have to do anything else?
I always know. I always hated the fact. I grew up in the fucking San Fernando Valley, and I work construction, and I never had air conditioning anywhere. Not my truck, not my house, not my parents' house, not where I worked. And the summer had come around, just beat the shit out of me. I had an upstairs apartment with not even a wall unit. And the motherfucking guys who would do the, you know, I'd be driving into Chatsworth to, you know, frame
Who'd
a condo.
You listen to?
I would listen.
KHJ or?
Yeah, no, that KHJ, I was a kid. And then at a certain point, I would listen to like Mark and Brian, KLOS. And Gina's with Mark right now, still doing his thing, and was in here the other day and was great. I would drive in, and they would always start with, and any station, they'd go, LAX, checking in 71. And I'd go, oh, maybe it's not going to be too bad.
Checking in.
Downtown, 79. I got a high 79 in downtown LA. And I'd go, oh, good. San Fernando Valley, 107. I'd be like, fuck!
You can't get a break with the weather if you're in Simi Valley right now. It's 115 degrees Celsius. Trying to fit that Celsius in thing. Everybody's talking about it. Life in the fast lane. Eagles!
You can do that mini post.
Yeah, the musical post is totally acceptable.
It's like 17:34 cold fade.
So radio had a bunch of stupid rules. Still does.
There you have it. Larry Walks on the Adam Carolla Show, hitting the post, hitting it hard. Now, if you want to see Adam live, we got some live shows coming up. Portland Helium Comedy Club, Friday, July 19th, or Saturday, July 20th, doing two shows. Please come out to that. Also, we're doing a Southern California run at the end of July as well. L.A., Pasadena, Agoura Hills. So please check out AdamCarolla.com for more dates, and come see us in July. All right, got some more clips for you. That's right. This next one is a request from Brandon, and he wants to hear Jeff Dye sitting in during Allison's News. Adam acts like a creepy guy that wants to apply to a waxing salon or something, and Jeff Dye is taking part of the interviewer. He made his Brandon also writes in to say that he made his friends listen to it so many times, which is one of my favorite things that people say when they write in. It's a take a clip and they want to share it with their friends and have them laugh, and I hope they do that with this show too, Joe.
Yeah, the suggestions remind me of stuff, and you as well, of listeners, stuff you wouldn't normally keep track of. Because like I wrote sidebars for some of these episodes, and I didn't make note of them being particularly hilarious. I was like, oh, this is funny. They moved on, and then you go back, you check this out. It's like, oh my god, this clip is great. And Brandon was perfectly right on the nose with this one. Jeff Dye, Adam Carolla Show 862. It's his first appearance. Dr. Bruce was in this episode, but not in this portion. It jumps right in Allison's News. There's a story about a waxing salon with an unusual promotion. It goes a little something like this.
All right, Jeff Dye, good to see you, my brother.
Thanks for having me.
There is a salon which has locations in Florida and New York, which has a promotion right now where they're offering waxing services half off, but only for girls 15 and younger. And this was on BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what age?
15 years and younger.
Yeah, what age is too young to begin ripping your hair out?
I'm looking at this.
Forget ripping your hair out. That's waxes for everything?
Yeah. They do waxes for everything, yeah. And in fact, some of the comments were like, excuse me if I seem ignorant, but do girls who are 15 even need this? And yeah, I think, actually, that's a good question. I don't know when the pubes sprout.
I like the small print like they have, you know, at the car wash where it says Vans $2 extra. The Armenians $3 extra. I don't know if you saw that. You see the bottom, right?
Very small text.
Very small print there. Well, you have to keep up with the crotches, and this is what's going on. I mean, look, everything that was for a woman has spilled down to a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fashion, the makeup, you know, I mean, little girls wear makeup now. I mean, all these shows where they're all getting dressed up in their tight, you know, jeans and the whole, I mean, everything that was woman has sort of trickled down to girls. And so when I say everything, why not just fucking make it everything? And that's where we're at now.
But do you say that genuinely, or you say that as inevitability?
I think it's weird and creepy, but on the other hand, in a society that's super weird and super creepy, this is just kind of weird and kind of creepy. And I'm sure they're 14-year-old girls who do want this
couldn't they have just said 18 and younger to keep and that includes the 15s and the 4 like you know yeah. what I'm saying? Couldn't we just have made it 18 and then nobody would be questioning it and thinking it's as
the scariest part
keep
is
it
the
a mystery
the 50 something year old dudes that are applying for the gig. Hey, right. Yeah, Chet Waxman, why? Oh, and I didn't see the no smoking thing. Anyway, let's focus. I've been waxing for a while.
Where did you train?
The wax museum.
I didn't realize they hair removal there.
Oh, yeah.
And what technique do you use?
Oh, let me tell you something about Madame Threeseau. She is fucking awesome, man. That's an awesome broad there. She taught me everything I need to know about waxing. Where are the gals, by the way? I can get started.
Madame Threeseau?
I'll tell you, when I want to get started, huh?
Madame Threeseau?
I can't remember. I'd like to get started yesterday. Sorry, I got to quit these things. You want to hit this peppermint schnapps, or are you good?
I'm good, thanks.
All right, let me just have a draw off that. Yeah, so anyway, where are the ladies? Where are the young ones?
We haven't opened yet.
We're interviewing a few other people. Also,
hey.
A little more.
Hey, who else are you looking at?
Well, just, you know, people with the... this resume doesn't look...
Those guys couldn't wax their way out of a garbage bag. I'm a head... nobody knows... You know, I only do the...
You have waxed the bikini area before?
I only work downstairs. You know
so
what
you're
I mean?
Also going to have to wear a shirt while you do this procedure? Do you have a shirt
well,
in your car
or something? Not if it's over 70.
Fair enough.
I mean,
it's hot
out there. Well, listen, when you're...
He makes good points.
Listen, when you got this kind of build, you know, why not share it with the world? I'm sorry, do you got a light? Are we just talking about that?
No, the wax is flammable.
Okay, then I want to ask if you want to hit off the schnapps, or you're all right. But listen, I don't do brows. I don't do old Jew ears. I stay young and I stay down low. You know what I mean?
A lot of our clientele are mature Jewish women.
Oh yeah,
with unibrows.
No.
Huge ears.
No. Yeah. No, not my specialty.
We're kind of looking for someone who can be versatile.
I specialize in prepubescent.
Well, you have that new campaign, that 15 and younger campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I saw. That's why I said I figured it'd be a rush. Well, look, bring a couple of the gals by. What do you got? Some kind of... You have a room with no windows or nanny cams or anything we can kind of get started in?
Well, we could use the basement.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I do. That's I do the downstairs.
My hamsters are down there.
Yeah, I do the downstairs area. Yeah, I do bleaching as well. You want to hit off this?
You're hired.
You all right?
You know what? You got the gig.
Yeah, you're hired.
Listen, I know we got off on the wrong foot with the van parked in the handicap and all that kind of stuff, but... technically, I am a veteran. I just don't have the plates. I don't have the placards.
Bobby's still driving around.
Yeah. He'll find his way in. I can move it if you like. I just need a jump.
Do you have cables?
I actually have to leave. now.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'm interviewing other people for this.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm Van Nuys adjacent if you need to get hold of me. Let me write. I don't have a card, but I do have a cocktail napkin. Oh, shit. 6 digits. You got a pen?
I think he's drunk.
Hey.
I'm sure he's drunk.
Listen, first off, I'm in a lot of back pain. So this is... The guy's not a full-blown doctor, but he told me to draw off peppermint schnapps every once in a while to numb that pain. So you want me that, or you want me to get on the Norco and get strung out on that?
The thing is, waxing is very precise.
We have a lot of fellas also. Is that going to be a problem? We have a lot of gentlemen that like to be waxed?
No.
A lot of gentlemen.
No, I don't work with the dudes so much.
Well, we do men and women here,
sir. I specialize in young ladies downstairs. First floor, under 16. Whoops. Come on down. I work at that, and I got a super steady hand. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Even with all the schnapps.
Yeah, well, let me hold it out. Pain. See? Flask barely moves.
You can't smoke in here.
We had that. Again, I feel like there's so much wax floating around out here that cigarette smoke would be a welcome change. All right, listen, I can go outside.
We run a tight ship.
Evidently. So, listen, where are the girls again?
Well, they haven't opened.
They're not here yet.
Soon.
The ad. We just put the ad.
You guys are lucky I got a hammock in my van. I will wait.
We are lucky about the hammock.
Anyone got any? You want any Dinty Moore stew, or are you good?
still passing.
Can I use that Sterno can you use to melt the wax, or do I have to create my own fire?
I don't use a Sterno.
Okay.
We have a wax warmer.
You know what? It's hot enough outside.
Give us the old 23 Skidoo if we
the
don't.
The stew will be good enough as it is.
Why don't you go outside, take a break, and we'll call you.
You sure I can't interest you in some Dinty Moore? Draw off this schnapps.
Sir, please.
No, you good?
I just go rest in the hand.
I'll be in the van. I'll be in the van.
Jesus, what was that guy's doing?
All right.
This has been a wonderful reenactment.
And we're back. Chris and Gio here. And I want to remind you, please subscribe to Corolla Classics. It's a whole separate podcast. Google it, find on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, wherever. And stay tuned, because tomorrow, just like every Sunday, we release another episode just on that feed, exclusively on that feed. What can we expect on tomorrow's show, Gio?
More of 1069 with Jeff Ross. They play some totally topical TiVo trivia time tonight, probably on a Tuesday. And we can find
Brian
out
won't cheat, right?
We can find out if Brian was playing on the level, or if he's once again... some shenanigans are going on. And then we got Jillian Michaels episode. This is before she joins him in the studio. Adam heard the U2 song Bad, and he objects to it being considered a good song, and nobody else agrees with him. So he's in the studio, and everybody's shitting on his point. People really wanted to hear that. Then we also have... We have AJ Mendez Brooks in studio with Adam teasing her about her list on 50 on People's 100 Most Beautiful People list or whatever it is, and it keeps changing the position, which she reacts to. It's hilarious. It's a running bit. We got the French Stewart episode again because people want to hear Dog and Beth Chapman. Beth passed away. Rest in peace, Beth Chapman. And we play the last interview they did on the Adam Carolla Show. And then we have a really funny moment where Adam's talking about how unlikely bear attacks are, and a caller calls in and shits on his point.
All right. Speaking of good pod, Joe Coy in this next clip. Now, Adam T, listener, he writes in, "Hey, guys, so I would like to hear the clip where Adam's talking about the song Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone. Thanks, guys." Well, Bung Lu Su had something to contribute to Family Affair. What do we got here, Gio?
Adam Carolla Show 1307 featuring Joe Coy, Allison Rosen, Brian Bishop, April of 2014. Adam brings in the song particularly for Bung Lu Su to address, but first he has to make fun of it. It is a terrible song. Joe's on fire as per usual. It's just a hilarious clip. Another great listener request I wouldn't have thought to include.
All right. We got a little Family Affair. Let's just hear a little bit of Sly's version. Everyone must have been high as a kite in the 70s because it's a lot of like...
The Sly and the Family Stone?
Yeah. It's really one of the worst songs of all time. No one wants to say anything, but doesn't do anything. Like there's that part where he goes like,
Mom and Dad been going out for over 40 years and still looking at each other. Yeah.
I mean, just listen to this song. Like, somebody that just loves to learn that another kid grows up and likes Legos.
It seems like we've all agreed collectively to forget about this because I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Oh, it's... I don't know if it's... I don't know if it was a top 10 song, but it pops up in commercials and stuff because it is a family. Here it comes. It's a family affair. Blood thicker than mud. You guys aware of that?
It's not even actually way around. True.
No, I don't think. We should hope it's not.
What part of the meeting where they decided him to be the lead of this group? Who's got an awful, scary voice?
Mom and Dad been hanging around in the same house, staring at each other for 41 years. It's
like most people don't run out of steam with their own lyrics. He gets
commit.
He gets bored of his own song. Yeah. Like 20, like he's like one brother's checking himself out, the other's oh. He literally falls asleep while he's fucking singing. He's not even rhyming anything with anything.
It's not even a rhyme. He's just talking.
He must have been on top of his game in his career because at that point, a producer would have been like, that's an unusable take. But at that point, he was probably like, oh, we're using that shit.
Every line.
Let me hear where Dad and Mom are still checking each other out after 25 years of fucking. It's the black version of Why Can't We Be Friends by War, which is like, hey, we want to make a song, but we're all too stoned to write anything down, so let's just do it. One jab. Up to be somebody that just loves to learn and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bomb. A lot of drugs going around that fucking studio, right?
They propped him up with a microphone to sing this song.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Gary, I'll tell you this song is a top. Keep going. I'll tell you this is a top 20 hit. I love that fire. It's like, newlyweds, but they're still jail. I think I've heard his head actually hit, his forehead actually hit the console.
I think Gary's telling us that it was a number one hit.
Oh, is that what he's... Oh,
the song was huge.
All right, well, when I'm asking for information and it's not on my screen, don't do the 1 minute thing. Give me the number one thing. Yeah. I'll never be able to say that. The number one, 71, 72. Fucking number one song. I don't say it's how high was. Still checking each other out.
Yeah. Like he just took a big swig of beer before he said that line.
One kid who likes to learn and one who likes to burn.
One kid likes to learn, the other you'd like to burn.
Yeah.
Mama still does both of them. But she loves them both.
They both like macaroni and cheese. One of them doodled on a peachy folder, the other one.
Number one. That's how fucking high everyone was.
One kid you love to love. The other one you just want to fucking kill. Yeah.
Anyway, we thought maybe a little Bungalow Sue could try to sing a little family fair with us.
Yeah. It's a family affair. It's definitely a family affair. One, two. Can you bring me up, Gary, in the headphone? Can I hear? There we go. You know, some things that we do in our country is to make babies.
Sometimes we have a one baby, sometimes we have a two baby.
Mm-hmm.
But if that baby is not a boy, then we have to kill that baby.
Well, that doesn't sound like a family
yeah.
affair.
Yeah. Oh, kill that baby. If it's not a boy, it's gotta go.
Yeah, Bungalow?
Yes.
We're trying to get a good song. No, we're trying to get
family
to another
affair.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Sly's looking for someone to just kind of.
I like Shry.
Who?
Shry.
Sly.
Shry.
Sly.
Shry in the family's room.
Sly Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what Sly's looking to do is
add another.
In the family.
Element to the song.
Another what?
Element.
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 Element. Right. Yes.
That's I'm speaking very clearly.
Yeah, no, Sly can't make every live show. You know, he has a bronchial condition that's pretty bad.
I will take over.
No, no, he doesn't want you to take over, but he's just looking for other looking to weave a little color into the mix.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's understandable.
Just, okay, so let's just
try to get big hit in China. Let me.
Oh
take
yeah,
over
I'm
you.
Just saying. But and I like the freeform part, and I like the
you.
Family affair
That's
part. But
I'm
you know, killing
at.
The daughters, not.
Oh, well, just in our country, if
yeah, I understand.
Firstborn,
not no,
son, we but, must get rid of child.
Right, and I'm sure there are plenty of things that Sly knows that he doesn't share with people.
Okay, let's do this
over the course of a song.
Gary, right? Take it from the top. One, two. Ichi ni. Yes, it's a family affair. You know, when I work real hard cleaning dishes at the restaurant, I want to come home to my rabbi wife, make grub, and start a family. Yeah, yeah, one boy. Two boy, three boy, not a girl. Girls are not useful in my country. It's a boy affair. 1 billion, sir.
Hey, Bungalow?
Girls are not. This girl is not allowed to sing on my song.
No, she's.
Someone dispose of this girl.
No, we don't dispose.
Replace her with another man.
No, she's one
Thank
of the
Thank you, Gary,
singers.
For getting rid of her. Execute her, for sure.
She was a, by the way.
Oh, I like this.
She's a cousin of Gladys Knight. You're not going to dispose of her.
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
I like her.
Yeah.
And the peeps.
Gladys Knight and the
peeps. Gladys Knight.
Gladys. Gladys.
Knight.
Knight.
And the peeps.
And the pips.
Got it.
Right. She's a cousin of Gladys Knight, and we're not just going to dispose of her. She's a major talent.
Well, in my song, we don't need a woman.
Yeah, but
only man can sing songs.
She's part of the family stone, so to speak.
Whatever.
All right, let's just see.
Let's take this from the top.
All right, let's try it again. Try to take it easy on the ladies.
There she is again. Gary, cut her voice, please.
She's in. She's in the band.
Uh-huh.
You're the one who's not in the band.
It's a family
affair. There you go. Okay.
You know, Chinese man make baby. That way he don't have to work no more. Send kid to factory, make lots of shoe. Eat lots of rice. As much as you can chew. It's a family affair.
Yeah, but...
It's a family affair.
Bungalow?
You better make that shoe.
No.
Or I'll get you out of there.
Hey, Bungalow?
Yes?
Maybe we could just focus a little on...
This girl keeps singing. I really don't like her.
Maybe we could just focus a little more on just making love and life and living here in the States and not so much with the Chinese and the making the babies and the sweat factories and killing the women. And no, not the... Well, maybe the black women.
I like the black woman.
Yeah, what's wrong with the black woman?
On top of something really big.
Yeah.
Like making love to whale.
Well, maybe we could set you up with Gladys's...
Just me on top of whale.
Cousin, if you play your cards right.
I'll make love to her cousin any day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Gary, take it from the top.
All right, all right.
One more time.
All right.
I think I understand.
Yeah, more about love and hanging loose and feeling good, you know? Mmm. Yeah, there you go.
Affair.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a family affair. You know, Brad Grady's, one thing you need, little Asian man in your life. Not so big down there, but we get the job done. In and out, you don't even see us come. Once we're done, we disappear like ninja. Mm. We don't stick around, have to go to work. Where's my flip-flop?
Yeah.
Need to get to work now.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, black woman. Give it to me now. Sing it. It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
Yeah, let's wrap. It's just Bungalow.
Yes.
You know, we'll just
call me Rooster.
We'll focus on the floaters next time. I just don't think like Sly. I just don't think you're going to mesh well with Sly. He's just a different kind of guy.
Sly. Sly in the family stone.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Gladys. Knight. And the Pip.
And the Pips.
Love them.
Yeah.
All of them. Mm.
You know what I like about Bungalow Sugio?
What's up?
Not only is he an incredible musician, but an advocate for population control. I can't even say that. Anyway, let's keep moving. This next clip is from 2013. It's featuring Tom Rhodes sitting in for news. And Adam does a bit where lab rats talk to each other about their experiences. This is a request from Chris from Maryland.
So yeah, Adam's done this bit a few times. Anytime they really bring up new studies where, you know, lab rats are involved, he goes, well, who gets this job versus that job? What a terrible life for a lab rat. You could have such a glorious experience with cocaine, or you could be, you know, suffering some horrible indignity with, like, nail polish. And in this one, it's a very early version of that, and I think it's the one he wants because it particularly mentions some details that Adam doesn't always include about some of the activities the rats engage in. It's just a hilarious improv bit. In the middle of the news, Tom Rhodes is already in studio. It's from October 2013. Allison Rose and Brian Bishop. Hilarious. Thanks, Chris.
Perhaps you saw this, Adam. A lot of people have been tweeting me a story that says Oreos are more addictive than cocaine, or might be more addictive than cocaine. I'd like to know what anyone who's done cocaine would say about that.
Mm. I've done cocaine, and it's much better than Oreos.
I agree, too. Yeah.
You can't hold a stripper's attention with Oreos.
That's a good point, even if you have one of those Oreo belts we were talking about earlier.
And it was rats. It was a study with rats. So rats are going to eat Oreos.
Yeah. Well, here's what they did. They studied the brains and the behavior of lab rats while being presented with and eating Oreos. And so first they gave rats, they put them in a maze, and they put Oreos on one side and a rice cake on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they went to the, but here's something interesting, sort of. They found out that rats preferred to eat the Oreos by eating the middle first and then the cookie.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So then they took rats and they, different rats, and they put them in a maze, and on one side was a saline injection and on the other was a cocaine or a morphine injection. And then they compared the rats who liked the drugs versus the rats who liked the Oreos, but they didn't actually do what they should have done, which is Oreos on one side, drugs on the other.
They need to do that. I always, and whenever I hear one of these, I always picture the science, the rat science lounge where they're all just hanging out during their lunch break.
It's a real spin of the
guys like walking around, and the one rat's like, "What are you doing? We're doing this thing with Oreos and cocaine. It's awesome. Hey, I'm in on that. What are you doing? Ah, oh, fuck! I got sleep deprivation again.
You think that's bad? I just got injected with cancer cells.
Oh man, you got Oreos and coke over here.
Yeah, Joe over here's got his nails painted.
Yeah. There must be rats that are just fucking out there talking a story to. Oh. You guys haven't heard this whole thing about how blowjobs, Oreos, and cocaine affect me watching IMAX movies. You're not in on this? Are you doing the whole cancer cell injection?
Yeah, I got the cancer cell.
Oh, no, man.
Days to live.
No, I was just watching Gravity, man.
Oh, really? How is that? I hope to live
it's
long.
It's better when you're being blown and doing a rail and doing like
doing a double stuff phrase.
Is it a long movie? Because my time on Earth is limited.
My eyes are rolled back from being sucked off. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right, because you get the blowjobs along with it. Yeah. I forgot about that, yeah.
Have you ever done a double stuff phrase?
No. I can barely use my hands anymore from the cancer cells.
Oh, okay. All right. You need anything from the vending machine?
Some chemotherapy if there's some over there.
This is so ironic. They have Oreos in there. I get those for free.
So silly.
You got 50 cents? I'll get you some Oreos.
No.
Have you had?
I can't chew anymore. I see the fella.
Oh, man. They're good.
I take your word for it. Again, if there's chemotherapy between here and there, or even just beyond, get some and bring it back because I need it now.
Mm.
Please.
Chemo, is that Hawaiian rat? I don't know about that thing, man. I got to get back. We're testing the effects of crack cocaine while I get a Swedish massage.
Oh.
While flying over the Super Bowl in the dirigible.
Well, I'll be interested to hear the results of that study.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you're obviously
still around. Is it a short study or a long study?
Well, we're a few months off the Super Bowl, if that's what you're asking. Okay, maybe they'll show us films. I don't know. That's why they do the experiment.
Hey, fingers crossed.
All right, so maybe I'll see you here tomorrow.
Maybe, maybe not.
Anything at all from the vending machine?
Again, just the chemo.
Mm. Also, they want to know the effects of eating crepes while being complimented by people who are better looking than you.
That's a very subjective survey.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, can I tell you, though?
Sure. Look,
I feel weird about complaining, but you know, crepes mostly we do like the jelly and then the powdered sugar.
Yeah, those are delicious.
They ran out of powdered sugar.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Did they use something else instead?
We had to use Coke. Then we had to study the effects of crepes and Coke.
That's a new
while being
that
blown
study.
And eating. I put the Oreos double stuff. We combine them while flying over the Super Bowl and watching a film in IMAX.
Yeah, you're watching Gravity at the same time
in IMAX. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a hell of a study.
You go back and tell the skin graft guys, what's up.
I'll go tell them what's up.
To be complimented by someone better looking than you when you're a rat, I wonder what that compliment would be and what the rat would look like.
I think it translates. I think it always feels good. Mm. I think the all white rats with the minus the pink eyes.
Oh, right.
With super blue Paul Newman type eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they have those, but that's got to be the best-looking rat.
The Hitler rats.
The Hitler-Aryan rats. Yeah. Snow-white rats with piercing blue eyes.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're all pink-eyed, but they need to have those blue eyes on the white coat.
There should
be a
study.
That'd be a good look. Yeah, we'll study it. Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, Corolla Classics for June 29th, 2019. We'll see you tomorrow on the Corolla Classics feed for another episode. Thank you so much for having us. Just a reminder, if you want to write in and submit a request, email us, classics@adamcorolla.com, or tweet us at Giovanni Giorgio, at Chris Loxamana, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, Friendster, whatever. Find us and let us know what you want to hear on Corolla Classics. Also, another reminder to check out The Water Cooler. It's a podcast I do with the Corolla Digital guys, Dawson, Gary, Matt, Kaylin, who just had a baby. Congrats, Kaylin. And Dylan's on it now. Everybody. So come get a peek behind the curtain of what it's like to work on The Adam Corolla Show by listening to The Water Cooler. One word, water cooler.
Throw out your resume as well.
We'll see you tomorrow. Till then. My name is Chris Loxamana. That is Superfan Giovanni.
Mahalo and get it on.